The subdivision rezoning for 62 Juno Street under file DASZ 17 of 2010. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 2 is a variance for 62 Juno Street under file DAB 132020 of 2010D.
Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk. I'm going to call the applicant for item number 1 and 2, Mr. George Bohemier. Up. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, officers.
Welcome back. State your name and address for the record, please.
My name is George Bohemian. I'm at 475 Provence Boulevard.
Okay. And you're here regarding item 1 and 2. You've read the planner's report?
Yes, I have.
And you're satisfied with the report?
I am satisfied
report?
With it. We agree with it.
Okay, good. Thank you. Is there any questions of the applicant? Okay, seeing none, you'll get a chance to come back up.
Sure.
All right, anyone registered in opposition? Looks like there's nobody. For information, we have Catherine Collins, West Alexander Residents Association. Welcome. You wish to speak?
Yes.
Okay. Name and address for the record, please.
Catherine Collins, 460 McDermott Avenue.
Welcome.
I live, I guess, two blocks from the site. I'm not here to be in opposition. I just have the one concern, which went back to the last meeting, where if any construction of the building, if it's near, there's two houses on Juno to the south. Sometimes, and Fred Curry, I believe, has expressed this as well, sometimes when there's construction, it can affect the foundation of nearby buildings. So what I would ask is that the developer work with the homeowners to the south and just have their foundations inspected before the construction and then after, and then make good on anything that happens. I haven't seen the planner's latest report, so that's my only comment.
Question, Councillor
Fossey. One thing, if I could, I wouldn't rely on the developer to do the inspection of the neighbor's property. I think they should take that on themselves and pay for it themselves if they want to be able to rely on it, because not going to stand up in court against a developer afterwards if the developer did the first. Believe me, it'll be you got a lousy foundation report
okay.
Before they start.
All right. Well, that's unfortunate. The other thing is that the city could at least, you know, have it inspected.
No, absolutely.
But, okay. Well, then in that case,
not a party.
I'll have to shift to my record to being in opposition, even though I think it's a good program. I do have a responsibility to represent, you know, concerns of the people nearby. And,
I think I have a responsibility to tell you that relying on the fox to guard the hen house is not necessarily the best way to handle things.
I think,
nothing against you, for that.
I think that probably, you know, it's great. This project is a great
good
idea,
project.
And maybe you can just speak to the neighbors nearby and keep them informed about.
They were here last time.
Yeah, they were. They came the last time. So you have their contact information.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a start. Thank you,
Ms. Collins. Does anyone else who wishes to speak on items 1 and 2 that I haven't called up?
I just wish to note for the public record that there is a communication before the committee from Fred Curry with respect to the application.
We have it here. I'll call back the applicant, Mr. George Bohemian. Sum up, and then we have a question for you.
Sure.
I have a question. There's the reports before us on both items, the subdivision and rezoning and the variance. You have no problems with the conditions put on by our planners?
No, I have no conditions at all. We have no objection whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Bohemian, thank you very much. We'll ask you to stand down, and then we'll deal with the item right now. Councillor Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll move the motion separately. First, on item 1, I would move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
Move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in. And there was opposition, so it will be forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
I'd move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
With regard to number 2, which is the variance involved, to get the right page here. I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
Receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
The criteria A to D of subsection 247.3 of the City of Winnipeg Charter are satisfied.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All those in favor,
and
contrary, carried.
And the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor, contrary, carried. And
just for to note for the subdivision rezoning, this is a recommendation and it will now proceed to council, so no further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. The variance, with this respect to this variance decision, it may be appealed, so should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued by myself, which will be to all persons registered.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bohemian. Thank you, Ms. Collins. Moving on to item number three, clerk.
Item number three is a zoning agreement amendment for 476 Dufferin Avenue under file ZAA 6 of 2010.
Chairman, the ward counselor, as you all know, is hospitalized at the moment and unable to